What about Bob's will? Sometimes I guess I have a misunderstanding about it, because sometimes I see people who plan something to the exact detail. And other times people are really apathetic and they don't do anything and they just say,
It is Baba's will for us to be just while away our time. Is that it?
What's that?
Yeah. Some say it like this.
Yeah. Some say like this. It is Baba's will, so why should we do any work? Why should we work hard? We can just while away our time, and it is Baba's will. But that is really very wrong.
Yeah.
Now, according to my view, Baba's will, actually every individual will, is finally connected with the divine will, with Baba's will. But individual will remains an individual will. Why? Because it is divided by the ignorance, darkness of a man. He has not reached that knowledge at all. And Baba's will is his knowledge. What he does, he knows. What we do not know. Anything that we do in our life is just a leap in the dark. And we await for the result. It may be good or it may be bad. So, naturally, obviously, we are in darkness. We are in ignorance. Let alone that. Now, Baba's will is what? An individual will is what? I shall, according to my interpretation, try to explain to you. Baba's will is in this, that he gives you the raw material of things. He gives you a physical body. He gives you a mind. He gives you a sense of discretion. He gives you a sense of discrimination. He gives you a sense of discrimination, discriminating right from wrong. You have got all the five senses. These are the gifts according to the will of Baba, according to the will of God. Now, to work them out, he gives you a long rope to work yourself out. You see, he gives you an opportunity to exercise, and the free will is also given by him to you. You have to exercise it. You have to exercise your mind. You have to just create a love of God in your heart. You have to balance your heart and mind. You have to use your sense of fair play. You have to discriminate right from wrong, and you have to work it out. That is your will. He gives you a certain liberty, a certain jurisdiction in which you have to work yourself out with the material that he already has given to you. So, the material that he gives you, the fundamental material which we call the destiny, is given by him, but the details are, he expects you to work them out. So, a man cannot come and say he do anything, and he will say that I have got the freedom to do anything because it is everything emanates from Baba's will, and I really do not bother about it. But I tell you, such a man will not be able to put his ideas on every occasion that he tries to do. He will not be consistent at all. In certain respects, when he wants to be ideal, very idle, doing nothing at all, it suits his temperament and it is convenient to him, he will just say that it is Baba's will. You see, when he finds something difficult to do, he will say it is Baba's will. He will find something easy to do for his own benefit, he will do so, and he will say Baba's will.
He may not say at that time Baba's will.
Huh?
He may not say at that time, if he accomplishes something...
No, he says, you see, he says it is Baba's will.
I have done it.
He may also say that. Yes, he may come out and say, but since you have said that, you are asking about a man who all the time says it is Baba's will. You see, man cannot be consistent. These are mere, you see, statements that a man is able to make, but he is not capable of adhering to them, acting upon them consistently in his life. To act upon a thing consistently in life means, I shall give an analogy. Now, your eyes are meant for you to see. At no time you use your eyes to hear the music. You cannot do it. So you are always consistent in using your eye to see an object. In like manner, you should be consistent in something you have stated, that it is according to Baba's will. So supposing Baba creates a war, and in that, of course, you get the bombs falling upon your head. Will that man not try to save himself? He should come out and say, no, I'm sitting in the open. I will not bother to move inside. And I will not let the bomb come and fall on my head because it is Baba's will. At that time, he will not say so. He will say that Baba's will for me to go inside. These statements are very easily made. But a man really cannot adhere to it. And to say that it is Baba's will, I am free to do anything, I have got the freedom. It is not a freedom, it's a license taken by that man. It is not a freedom at all.
See, about Baba's will, when you ask Baba, Baba, you expects us to live a normal life. And what is a normal life? We have to do as others are living. Just because you take Baba as God or believe him or you have conviction of Baba's Godhood, that does not mean you have got some extra privileges to remain idle or do nothing. No. Another thing, Baba's will means we have to carry out everything in a normal way, thinking that Baba is at our back, take our decisions, and if without caring for the results, whatever there is, whether it may be to your liking or it may not be to your liking, then we may say, well, if it is not to you, it was Baba's will. I have tried my best. I have done it. That way Baba's will is there, yes. That in both, whether the result is to your liking or not, we are resigned to Baba's will. If it is successful, we'll say, well, Baba has made it. If it is not, well, Baba did not want it. You can say that way it is Baba's will.
You see, in short, a man...
Yeah.
Go ahead if you're going to continue at the same time.
In short, what Baba means to say, that a man should be really very truthful and honest. If he says that it is Baba's will, and as Mr. Mirji has just now explained, that even if we are confronted with unsurmountable difficulties, even to the point of losing our life, a man should honestly adhere to the statement and act up to the statement and say that it is Baba's will, which man is not able to do. It is only when it affords him a convenience of remaining idle, he says it is Baba's will. But the rest of the things he goes and does it. Then in that case we should sit, why should we eat, why should that man eat? It's Baba's will, let Baba come and put food in his mouth, let Baba come and move his bowels and digest the food. Why should he ask for food at all, why should he ask for water and for cold drinks or anything of that sort at all? Let him just lie down at a place and don't bother about anything, which he is not able to do. Because if he feels hungry, he will want to have food, in spite of the fact that his statement will prove that he, according to Baba's will, is not supposed to go out and do any activity and get the food and eat it. He should lie down, but he doesn't do that. He doesn't.